We're going to talk now about something that has caused a lot of inconvenience, to say the least, over the past few days, and that's been the hacking attack on the NHS. Not just on the NHS, but other companies and organisations around the world. The type of programme that's infiltrating computers and causing the problem is ransomware. But what is that? How does it work? And what kind of a problem does it cause? Well, joining me this morning is Michael Passingham, who is computing editor at Trusted Reviews.
Good morning.
So, I'm going to start with a very basic question. We're hearing a lot about ransomware. For those that don't know, what is ransomware?
Ransomware is a really nasty type of virus and quite harmful virus that normally you can't recover from.
Right, okay. And if, you know, I mean, obviously, if we do pay this ransom, do they tend to unlock it for you?
No, they don't. They don't tend to.
The Beverly Night Sky.
Well, here we are in November, and darker nights mean more opportunity for stargazing. Well, clouds permitting, of course. So wrap up warm, fill a flask, and see if you can find a spot well away from the streetlights. Now, if you put your head back and look directly upwards above your head at about 11 o'clock, you'll see a smallish constellation of bright stars that make a sort of giraffe shape, at least if you're facing northwards they will, a long neck leading off two lanky legs. It isn't a giraffe though, it's the constellation Perseus, named after the Greek mythological hero. Its brightest star is Mirfak, which in Arabic means elbow. It's 510 light-years away and 7,000 times more luminous than our own sun, if we can imagine that. Also in Perseus is a star called Algol, which puzzled an 18-year-old astronomer who lived in York in the 18th century. His name was John Goodrick, and he noticed that for 3 days at a time, Algol becomes dimmer before increasing again to its usual brightness.
It's the world of Beverly FM.
Now here on Beverly FM, when we chat to guests, normally what we do when we're setting up microphones is we ask them a couple of questions just to get a proper level. And the question that we always ask, I think television and radio all over the country use the same question, what did you have for breakfast? Now I've just asked this very question to the former mayor of Beverly and Labour candidate in the recent general election, Margaret Pinder, who's come in today to do a thought for the day for us, and you gave me a very surprising answer, Margaret. Could you repeat that?
Yes, I had curry for breakfast.
Curry for breakfast?
Yes, breakfast of champions.
Right. Well, how did this discovery come about? I mean, have you always had curry throughout your life for breakfast?
No, I can honestly say I was brought up with traditional Yorkshire breakfast.